think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
So, San Diego. You ever been to San Diego? By the way, joining me for this podcast of the San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl is Adam Jacoby of CBSSports.com, the college football blogger. One of those joining us. You ever been there?
I've not. I've been to Los Angeles once, and it was the coldest weekend or like 2 day span in basically in Los Angeles history. And it was right when I showed up with some people for school, and I can't say it was agony because it was still like 40 degrees, but you know, we flew out of Iowa for it to be 70, not 40. So, but San Diego, no, the closest I've ever come is watching Anchorman and then tolerating whales' vagina jokes for the next 8 years.
Never old, still fresh, those Anchorman references.
Hey, stay classy, San Diego! Ha ha!
Don't act like you're not impressed. By the way, I always pronounce it Anchorman, like it's a film of, you know, about a Jewish dude, like, you know, Herman Anchorman, dentist, you know, and that crazy guilty relationship he has with his mother. Oy! Let's actually talk a little bit about this. You should know that the Poinsettia Bowl. I'm going to give you a guess, by the way. How old? How venerable is the Poinsettia Bowl?
How venerated? My guess is 1941. No. That was World War II. 1947.
Boy, you are so close. It's 6 years old. 6 years old. The first year it was 2005. So that's what we're looking at. And to give you an idea of the magnificent history that this bowl game presents. And I'm being sarcastic there. The rushing, the most yards gained, Adam Ballard of Navy in 2005. Who's second, by the way, is Eric Catani of Navy. The highest average per carry is Eric Catani of Navy. The most TDs rushing is Reggie Campbell of Navy. So you might sense a theme here. Navy ends up playing in this game a lot. And that kind of gives you an idea as to where our level of competition is. This year's game features Navy and San Diego State. And I do want you to know, by the way, this is an agenda that I'm actually kind of, like, jealous of.
Like, you know, explain.
Most of these events, like, you don't actually get, like, real interesting things that you say, wow, gosh, you know, man, I kind of want to do that stuff. But here's the rundown for what Navy and San Diego State get to do, all right? First of all, on the 20th, I mean, this has already been done, they went out to the Miramar Speed Circuit, and they raced go-karts at speeds of up to 40 miles an hour.
Yeah!
I mean, that's tearing ass on a golf. I mean, you ever been on, like a real, like, a go-kart with the governor ripped off?
Yeah, like, 25 miles an hour is, like, skin being affected, like, You have to have surgery to get it as tight as it used to be. Yeah, right. It's sort of like childbirth for your face.
Like, there's a there's a race where you can take Volkswagens across the United States, and you have to do, like, I think the maximum is 70 miles an hour, and those who participate in it say, yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot. But have you ever taken an original VW Bug at 70 miles an hour? It feels like you're about to break the speed of sound. You know, so I'm sure that's what, like, 40 miles an hour on the quarter-mile asphalt track at the Miramar Speed Circuit was. You could be forgiven for humming Danger Zone while, you know, while going around the curves. And then...
Before we move on, here's what I want to know. Were there players on opposing teams on the track at the same time?
Did they have a bump-off? Was there chest thumping involved?
I want to know if somebody's, like, driving right next to, say, the opposing starting running back. If Ricky Dobbs looked over and there's the San Diego State defensive end, and he's got that look in his eye like he's in the mood to cause some bloodshed.
Yeah,
because that would be really dangerous and really funny.
You could flip at 40 miles an hour and do some serious damage. But here's the really like where your inner kid starts to kick in. They get to go to both SeaWorld and the San Diego Zoo. Do you not remember the mythical status in your childhood that the San Diego Zoo should have had? Right? Like, they were like, oh, here, from the San Diego Zoo, we have this awesome, like, face-sucking rape monkey. Right? You're like, oh my god, it's a face-sucking rape monkey. They're like, we only have these at the San Diego Zoo, where our animals live like people. Right? They would always say, where our animals are treated like people, which was total bullshit, because people aren't allowed to go, like, around naked in their own habitats and not work all day while just pooping wherever they like. Unless your name is
Tracy. I am. I'm a blogger. I do exactly that.
Unless you're Adam. You get to do that, okay? Bloggers get to do that, and so does Tracy Morgan. That's it. Right? But like, so they get to go to both the San Diego Zoo and to SeaWorld, where not only could they have seen, like, mysterious animals of the deep and large trained sea mammals, they might have seen somebody die. It's not uncommon. Right. People, like, drop, like people get killed at SeaWorld all the time.
A dolphin in heat decides to just kill its trainer.
Yeah,
so struggle or, you know, and has sex with it.
Yeah, particularly cruel killer whale just decides to, you know, ha-ha, you're not a human, you're a beach ball. And just, you know, they got to see all of that. So I'm actually kind of envious. This is way better than, like, the humanitarian bowls bowling for beef.
Right.
The other extracurricular we have to address here, by the way, is that the field, which you just got finished writing about this, the field as of last night was completely underwater. That's not the case now.
That amazingly, the 43-year-old Jack Murphy turned Qualcomm Stadium drained really well, and now the field's good to go. The parking lot, mind you, is still this like lake of mud and hepatitis and cocaine residue. They do coke in San Diego, right?
No. It's a meth town.
Oh yeah, because of the border. All right,
strictly a meth town.
Fair enough. So there's like meth pipes and stuff like that. So the parking lot will still kill you. So you don't want to drive there. But the field itself is actually playable.
All right, that's it. That's so we will not actually have Naumachia. We will not have actual warfare. The dive offense will not work here. The Navy will be no more comfortable than San Diego State. Sadly, my dream of an all underwater football game, or at least hip deep, not coming true. Which, you know, if Ricky Dobbs really wanted to win the Heisman, remember he was a preseason, like they had a page and everything, like Ricky Dobbs for Heisman.
Yeah, there was like a Dobbs, the number 4 Heisman, like Twitter account.
Yeah, and it was all ready to go. And then nothing. And because he plays at Navy.
Right. Well, they lost to Duke. That's an automatic disqualifier. It's actually in the rules.
I'm pretty sure that is in the rules, actually. Like, even if Duke were really good.
Right.
All right.
Still, the stigma's never going to go away.
Yeah, they did lose to Duke. And then overall, this has been, I think, for Navy, it's fair to say, it's been a disappointing year for them, right? I mean, 9-3, but those three losses, they lost to Maryland, 17-14. And did you happen to watch that game?
No, I wish I had.
Okay, no you don't, because I'll tell you, because Maryland was awful. Maryland could not, like, if you watch that game.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I watched, I think, about a quarter of that game, and oh, it was painful.
Yeah, no, if you'll remember, Navy dominated them, absolutely dominated them, and still lost 17-14 because of turnovers, because of going for it in the end zone. Remember, they had a chance to take the lead in the fourth quarter, and they got stuffed at, like, the one by Maryland's defense. Really, it was a superb job by Maryland's defense, but offensively, Navy dominated that game. They had 429 yards of rushing. Total, they had over 500 yards of offense to Maryland. Maryland didn't even crack 300, and they lost 17-14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big ball of shit. And then they lose to Air Force 14-6, and then they lose to Duke 34-31. And there are some good victories in there, but there's a lot of chaff, like Georgia Southern, Louisiana Tech, SMU, and it's good for Navy that we can actually discuss them in these terms, right? That we can say, hey, it's disappointing because they should be better.
Right, right. It's still a quantum leap forward, but
yeah, it's nasty. Now, moving on to the other team that is actually, like, I think a little happier to be here, especially because they might actually make money on this bowl game because there's no travel involved. They might be one of the, like, they might be the one team that actually makes money.
But they haven't sold tickets at all.
No, but that's not, that's San Diego. San Diego.
Well, that's true. I guess that all the money you lose is putting people up and stuff.
Right, and they're not going to have to do that. So even though they only sell, like, you know, 300 tickets for this thing, which ticket sales have been, despite having the hometown crowd, and this is all you need to know about San Diego and college football, and why USC could just take whoever they want from the city, they haven't sold anything for this bowl. Like, ticket sales have been sluggish.
Hasn't it been, like, under 1,000 tickets?
I don't know if it's about it's around there. So that should say something about where San Diego's priorities are sports-wise. Not exactly a college football town. Nonetheless, San Diego State, I guess, on a team basis, very happy to be here. They might not have any fans, but they should be thrilled to be here because this is a dramatic turnaround for them. San Diego State actually 8-4 this year. A really good offense. Like, a superb offense. They've got a 1,000-yard rusher in Ronnie Hillman. Ryan Lindley is a superb quarterback. He threw for over 3,000 yards this year. He also threw 9 interceptions in, like, the past 4 games. So he will give the ball up.
And that he's more fun that way.
Yeah, which this stacking up the way this looks, this could end up being a bit of a shootout.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on San Diego State's ability to prep for the option, and that's always a dicey proposition. But, you know, Hoke's a Big Ten guy, and they at least pay lip service to defense in the Big Ten. That's one of the things you're taught to do. So we might have some fun. I still sort of like Navy in this one.
I like Navy, too, because of the turnover margin, and also because Air Force ran for over 300 yards on San Diego State with a slightly similar attack, a triple, you know, like a pure triple option attack, albeit with some different wrinkles. You'll see more of a flex bone approach, the old Paul Johnson attack. That's what you'll see out of Navy tonight. But I like them better because they're a little tidier with the football than San Diego State. San Diego State's defense, too. Really, defensively, these two teams are kind of a push.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not a lot. Also, by the way, you should know, we'll just cover, because we are coming up on the 15-minute mark, things that you are looking forward to in the Poinsettia Bowl, which I know you're going to watch.
Yes, I am going to watch it, actually. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is seeing some TV cameras on the San Diego State sideline and Brady Hoke interacting with Larry David, because, as we all know, Brady Hoke is actually Jeff Garman playing a football coach for some weird alternate universe Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's true. He does have a remarkable resemblance.
It's uncanny.
No, it's all right there. By the way, this is, do you know who we get for this? We get Mike Patrick, Craig James, and Holly Rowe.
Can we push Craig James into the flood pit of death?
We can try. Okay. I think we can certainly try. We can also just let him talk, because eventually he will asphyxiate himself on his own stupid fumes. That will happen. There will just be enough stupid fumes bonding with oxygen in his lungs to prevent the absorption into the bloodstream. It will happen.
I'm just saying, we need to tell him that, hey, they're tailgating out in that lake that looks like, you know, human feces have fossilized or broken down in the water. So you should do a location piece in the middle of that. There's going to be lots of nice grilled items.
Ooh, grilled poop. That's what in my fantasy world, you tell Craig James, grilled poop, and he runs out there with, like, the napkin tucked into his, like, shirt.
Somehow he's got a knife and fork already ready to go.
Right. Like a cartoon dog or a cartoon cat at a garbage can, right? When you pull up the little fish skeleton, he's like,
Yes, because Craig James is actually Heathcliff.